Hello and good evening. Ka-ching! Now, you must be wondering, how on earth do I manage to talk for half an hour on a very, very cheap wine? But partly this is because I do think I've picked a couple of very good wines. Indeed, the last three wines have been three Côte de Rhône, and their price points were £10.75, absolutely outstanding. £7.25, dynamite, blasting explosion in a Welsh coal mine, and £5.30, incredibly satin smooth, jazz style, right? And I honestly think any of those three would stand you in good stead for a brisket or a hog roast, or, you know, if you're one of those people that does barbecues with burgers, that type of thing. But even a decent dinner party. And I actually think if you put any of those three wines, but particularly the cheapest one, into a decanter and served it to the world's top 10 wine gurus, they'd be pleasantly surprised, because they wouldn't know what they were drinking. And there's nothing more enchanting and beautiful than a wine that has no pretension. Okay, and I think I've chosen three incredibly tip-top wines at their price point. So what I'm doing here is I'm talking through the wine, I'm talking through why we think what we think about wines, what food pairings it would go with particularly, and what foods to avoid, you know. And I'm comparing the last one as well and seeing how it tastes a few days down the line. And, you know, what can I say apart from do try everything in two different glasses, and you're going to be surprised how the wine even looks in two different glasses, never mind tastes and smells. But do take your time to just swirl the glass. You know, you should have less than, ideally, for a wine taster, you want less than a fifth of the glass to be wine. Okay, and then just very, very subtly and gently, you know, holding the stem of the glass just under the glass itself, just swirl it, you know, very, very nicely. And what's going to happen is some legs will appear on the glass. That is, the alcohol will start to meander back down into the wine. And those legs, to the, you know, the most pinpoint expert will be able to tell the alcoholic content of the wine just by looking at the effect of the legs. Remarkable, isn't it? And then do absolutely do taste your wine in crystal glasses, not, you know, Tesco's 50 pence tumblers if you can avoid it, not plastic, not ceramic mugs, not leaven tankards or tumblers, but, you know, definitely nothing that came from a, I'm going to swear, charity shop. And, you know, just spend some good money on the glasses, because if you're going to love your wine, if you're going to spend money and time and devote your evening to a wine, and we all know the food is just an excuse, why the hell aren't you investing in really decent hand-blown crystal glasses, for goodness sake? Okay, so right, so what I've got here is a remarkably cheap Côte de Rhône. Yes, I bought it from a Tesco's. If you don't do Tesco's, you won't be able to buy this one, but I have got some other recommendations. I've got Hut Size Morrison's Local and Hut Size Morrison's Local for the other two Côte de Rhône's, which you can find, you know, on houseeffectbooks.com, because although it's houseeffectbooks.com, I do music here, and I do motivation, and I do wine, and sometimes food, you know. I mean, it's all sorts of things, because books, you know, books, they're about subjects, aren't they? Generally, I mean, history, you know, subcultures of Papua New Guinea, and it's not that pure, to be honest. And other things, you know, motor engines from the 1920s, and also foraging for mushrooms. But I mean, just as a general go-to, I would say don't, just don't, because you know it all happens so quickly, and it all ends in sadness, tragically, if you get the wrong one. So the thing is that wine, although you can often buy the wrong one, it's not so tragic a consequence as eating the wrong toadstool, if you know what I mean. So you're fairly safe with wine, and if you're going for something like this Palais Saint-Vigny Côte d'Rhône, which will be on the bottom shelf of the French section in Tesco's at £5.30, it's probably, I would say, absolutely certainly the best wine for that particular price in Britain, and it's a Côte d'Rhône, and it's just satin soft succulence, you know, really is good. So lots of alcoholic pepper, spice, and bramble, and the reason for that is it's Syrah Grenache. Doesn't say so on the bottle, but I'm just reading through the label and through the bottle, and it's just so warming and seductive. And I mean, for £5.30, if you can call a wine seductive, you know, it's like finding a cheap prostitute. That's always good, isn't it? It really is. Boy, that is, I mean, what more could a wine want to be than that? Well, I mean, you can't tell what I've just tasted, but I've just tasted, you know, satin soft succulence that's seductive, and salubrious. It really is. And from the other glass, the one that's quite cheap, only a fiver. It's just so blended. You could say splendid, you know. No, it's really, I can't fault this wine. It just doesn't have the dynamic, dynamite, orgasmic, explosive frenzy of the last one, but it's got class, it's got pedigree, it's got terroir, it's got, you know, suck me almost. That's what I'd say about this one. But anyway, get on to the longer audio. The reason being that I'm not trying to waste your time. What I'm trying to do is to mentor you within wine, that wine is so much more. Wine, a good bottle of wine, even at £5.30, right, is a symphony in easy living. And why wouldn't you give yourself that? So go straight over to my longer audio. Pour yourself, obviously, a nice glass of wine. If you don't like wine, pour yourself a gin and tonic with a little lime, and just take the time to parlez-vous le rhyme, and just get into it, because what this is about is this is about you living your best life forever, and you don't have to drink celebrated expensive wine. You can have a damn good time on gin and lime, and I mean Côte d'Rhône, because Côte d'Rhône is the throne from whence all the vintages are grown, and really there's nothing to moan about in this wine. I think you're going to love it, and I'll just stop talking here, but honestly, I'm going to have a beautiful evening. I'm having tiramisu, vanilla ice cream, there's a little bit of creme fraiche left, and I'll just snuck a banana in there. I really will. But it would be great with cheese, casserole. I mean, I could go on and on, but I mean, if you want, do you don't. You don't eat sausages or burgers, dear me. But if you did, this is great. But it was going to be fantastic for a pheasant casserole as well. I mean, really and honestly, when I choose a wine, even at £4.99, it's a damn good wine. And it'll do you for wine, dine, recline, it's fine.